Once, there were 25 tin soldiers. They were all brothers, made from the same tin spoon. They were a present for a little boy. The soldiers all looked identical. They carried guns on their shoulders, and their uniforms were a bright red and blue. But one tin soldier was different. When he was made, there wasn't enough tin left, so he was missing a leg. This made the soldier quite special. The soldiers were placed on a table covered with other toys. One of these toys was a paper castle. Outside the castle were small trees and a glass lake with paper swans. And standing at the doors was a beautiful paper dancer. She wore a white dress. On the shoulder of the dress was a glass rose as large as her face. The dancer stood with her arms out and one leg raised high. The dancer is so beautiful, and she stands on one leg just like me. I want to marry her, said the tin soldier. But she lives in a castle and I live in a box. Still, I should try to talk to her. So that night, the soldier hid himself while his brothers were put away. When the boy went to bed, the other toys got up and started playing. The nutcrackers and pencils chased each other. The toy birds sang. Only the tin soldier and the dancer stood still. The soldier couldn't look away from the paper dancer. She was too pretty. A toy goblin painted black walked up to the soldier.
Tin soldier, said the goblin, stop looking at that dancer. She is not for you.
But the tin soldier continued to look.
Very well, just you wait, said the goblin.
Then he jumped away. The next day, the boy played with the soldier by the window. But the goblin opened the window and the boy dropped the soldier. The soldier fell onto the street. The little boy ran outside to look for the soldier but couldn't find him. It started to rain and the street was quickly flooded. Two girls walked by.
Look, said one of the girls. That tin soldier needs a boat to sail in.
So, the girls made a boat from some old paper and placed the tin soldier inside it. They put the boat in the gutter and sent the soldier sailing. The girls ran next to the boat laughing. The boat jumped and shook in the water. The soldier felt scared, but he bravely faced ahead. Suddenly, the boat went into a drain. It was so dark that the soldier couldn't see anything.
Where am I now? Asked the soldier. Oh, I wish that dancer was here with me. Then I would be happy.
Suddenly, a large mouse jumped in front of the boat.
Do you have any money?
Asked the mouse.
Give it to me at once.
But the soldier didn't answer. He just sailed on. The mouse followed, shouting,
Stop! You must pay to pass.
The water pulled the boat forward. The soldier saw a light ahead. He was now outside. But then he heard a horrible sound. At the end of the drain was a waterfall. The tin soldier was too close to stop. The boat pressed on, and the soldier could only stand still. The little boat fell off the edge and into the water below. It went right over the soldier's head. He thought of the paper dancer, whom he would never see again, and sank to the bottom of the drain.
A large fish appeared in the water. It saw the soldier and thought he looked tasty. It ate him in one bite. Oh, it was even darker inside the fish. The tin soldier held his gun tight. The fish swam about crazy and quick. Then, all of a sudden, it stopped swimming. The fish had been caught. It was taken to the market and sold. At the boy's house, the cook cut into the fish with a large knife. She saw the boy's soldier inside and pulled him out. The boy was excited to see his tin soldier again. He placed him back on the table. The tin soldier was in front of the paper castle again. And standing outside the castle was the paper dancer. The soldier was so happy to see her again. He looked at her, and she looked back. They were both quiet, and then she smiled. But just then, the goblin appeared. He grabbed the tin soldier and threw him into the stove. The heat was terrible. The soldier looked at his uniform and saw the colors were gone. He looked through the grate of the stove and saw the dancer crying. The soldier closed his eyes. He melted away. The dancer jumped off the table. She slipped through the grate and landed inside the stove right next to the tin soldier. Then she was gone. The next morning, all that remained was a little tin heart. Next to the heart was a glass rose, burned black as smoke.